Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, and you can find some gold in your life with Life and Leadership Network with Reverend Morale P. Brown. We're going to bring her on. We got a special show tonight. We're going to talk about the Suave resume, and we're going to talk about credit repair with Mr. Alan DeGrotis from United Credit Repair. So let's give a nice hand to Reverend Morale P. Brown.
Wow. Good evening, Reverend Rick, Ron. I just love the introduction. My goodness, I tell you, make people want to just do this show 24/7. I'm excited tonight. Yes.
You are such an exciting person, and you're bringing on some good stuff. and you get me excited.
I appreciate that. Yes, yes. That's what it's all about, you know. Just thanking God for our sisters Mary Mary, you know, living our life like it's golden, you know. Just taking taking life by, you know, it's like a bull, you know, just go in front of it and grab the horns. We got to do this. And so I just want to say to the audience, it's exciting to be part of Neo Nation in terms of helping to help people maximize their life, living it to the most, you know, living it to the max so that you can use your abilities. And I'm excited about tonight, Brother Ron, because our first segment, I'll be talking about the savvy resume writer, you know, making it as interesting as possible. And then our first segment, and then our second segment is Mr. Allen, the grill tips. Yes, from United Credit. So I'm excited about that. So please, y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned, you know. You want to bring him in now?
Yes, we can bring him in. Let's give him, you know, a nice welcome as well.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Allen.
Yes, I am here. Wow. This is going to be exciting. I'm willing to learn too what you're going to be speaking about.
I know that's right.
Because it's all about, you know, teaching. It's about wisdom. It's about knowledge. It's about, you know, learning from each other. And that's how you're going to be living your life like a golden, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay, as I was listening to that song, that is so true, because it's all about how you see your life is going. That's why they say it's very important. Who are you socializing with? Who you hanging out with?
Right.
Your association is a very important, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you hanging out with? Because that's right there will change your whole life. You want your life to be living.
Wow.
Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's nothing wrong to have more, to be more, and to have more. It's nothing wrong with that. Because that's our purpose in life. Sometimes you get sick or tired of being sick or tired. That's why having more and being more, having more, it's nothing wrong with that in life, because that's our purpose in life. That's why they're talking about... You know, that's why these two ladies was talking about living your life golden.
Oh, yes. That's so powerful. Wow. You know, I think it's a great show tonight, because just the combination in terms of there are some people who are employed, underemployed, meaning they're working, but, you know, too much bills at the end of the month and not enough money. And then you have those who are transitioning. And as I begin to, you know, just do my research and my studies, you know, just years ago, when we were in the workforce, you know, you would have people from the 1960s who will get a job and keep a job for 20 to 40 years, and they retire and get their gold watch and they celebrate it and get a pension. But because of the technological age and so many other factors, a lot of companies and employers are not being that committed like they once were, where you can just get for some companies, your 401k or whatever type of benefits, your IRA. You can even get, I remember working on Wall Street at one point, you know, you got stocks, you know, in the company. And where at least you know that when you were working, you also investing at the same time. But a lot of companies are not even offering that. They're not offering security, you know, as we would call it years ago, you know. So in the midst of housing insecurity, food insecurity, and we're going through employment insecurity, where you're not as secure. And so with that being said, my passion is to be able to help people to say, where are you? Where do you see yourself, and where do you want to go? Do you want to, in a sense, create your own goal for yourself, the golden life, you know, where you can celebrate where you are on your way to where you're going? Or do you want to wait and just let life happen to you? And that's just not the way you really want to live life. And like you said, Alan D, God has not designed us that way. You know, we've been built, you know, I call it padded in terms of having the power, the ability, the desire, the discipline, the energy. So we need to do it, you know, and to walk in that power and that authority. And so I'm hyped, you know, when Brother Ron introduced me to you over the phone, you know, I'm just like grinning ear to ear because I like being with like-minded people, you know, that is about empowerment. So last week we talked about, we had Minister Pastor Chris on, and we talked about the top 11 employability skills that hiring managers search for in a candidate. And I'll just go over it quickly for those that were not on last week. Communication, leadership, teamwork, interpersonal, learning, adaptability, self-management, organization, computer, problem solving, open-mindedness, and the last one is strong work ethics. Tonight, I want to get into being able to write your resume in a very savvy way. What I was taught is this, is that when you are going, let's just say, going for a job at the Board of Education, let's just say here in North Carolina, so you want to study the mission of the company, you know, Stephen Covey says, in order to be understood, you don't want to just say they don't understand me or they don't know me, but you get to know that company. You study that company and know that when you are looking to be hired at a company, you want to know what is the mission, what is the end result, what is the outcome, so that you can tailor your resume accordingly, you know. And so as you do your research about the company, you can go on to Google, you know, you can go on to Facebook, you can go on to Indeed, you can go on to Monster.com and LinkedIn as well. And then you are making those connections with people, you know, networking to find out, you know, the type of school that you will be, make a good fit. And every job is like marriage in a sense, you know. You want to be able to be committed towards a common goal, and you want to see eye to eye. And remembering, you know, that you really want to focus on your passion, you know. I call it your tag, your talent, your abilities, and your giftings. And you tailor the resume according to the tag, but also according to the mission of, let's just say, the Department of Education. Some people say the Board of Education. And when you are writing your resume, you want to be clear, you want to be concise, and you want to make sure that it's error-proof. And there are different types of resumes, you know, in terms of, you know, do you want to write in a chronological, you know, order, which means you do it, you know, for example, 2020, 2019, 2018, going backwards. You start with the end dates in mind. And that is the chronological is the most traditional resume format, you know, and that resume emphasizes your duties. So, for example, when you're talking about applying for a teaching position, right, you want to state and highlight, you know, my name is, you know, mix. Let's say extraordinary, right? We don't want to say generational X. Miss extraordinary. And I worked as a sixth grade teacher, classroom management, you know, setting curriculums, preparing lessons, interfacing with the staff, you know. You want to highlight just bullets in a sense and your duties, you know, lunch duty. Taking students on trips, teaching them how to take the technical information and making it very practical, hands-on experience. Those type of things you want to look at because the employer is going to look at your work history and they're going to look at your duties and they want to know, is it a good fit? Is it a good match? One, for the school system, two, for the grade level, and three, in terms of you and your personality. And then there's the another way is the reverse chronological order, you know, where you would actually start out from the very beginning, you know, 19, you know, 42 or whatever the case, and then you go all the way up. And that's also an easy way where employers can scan your resume. And as I mentioned before, you want to make sure that it is error-free. You know, when we're writing, it depends on, you know, whether you like to work during the day or work at night. Because sometimes when you're working at night, you're typing up that resume and you're putting in your experience. And you start out really with an opening statement where you're going to say, my name is Mrs. Extraordinary, and I'm looking for a job to be able to utilize my abilities in education, you know, so that I could teach children how to be passionate about, you know, the learning environment. And you want to be very to the point where you have that particular objective and state who you are and what you want to do. You know, what is the end result? Why do you want to be hired? Because that is what the employers is going to look at, you know. And in terms of the resume, when you're talking about your experience, you will say, I have worked as a sixth grade teacher for, say, 10 years, you know. And then again, you list your duties. And the next section is education. You know, for example, you can say, when it comes down to education, you want to make sure experience, education, and certificates that you receive, you will highlight that. You will bold that particular, those important words so that that can stick out to the employer. And so with education, you can say, I received a master's degree from Toro College, you know, 2004. And you put that date there and make sure it's bold so that, again, the employers don't want to do a lot of reading, and that's why it's important to make sure that their resume is very concise. And then you have certificates. You know, I received a certificate, you know, from train to trainers. You know, I received a certificate in science, math, whatever the certificate may be. And so that's the time you get to brag on yourself on a resume, you know. Sometimes it's not good to be braggadocious, but that is the time that, in a sense, you want to give yourself a shout out because you want to be able to stick out among all the rest, you know. And as Mr. Chris said on last week, you know, they're looking to see if there's any gaps. So if there's a gap in your employment, please state the reason why. You know, you don't, you want to be able to state the reason, you know, well, perhaps you went on a sick leave, you know, or, you know, you had a baby, you know, for the females and men, maybe you went on, you know, leave for your wife or a family member. You want to state the reason for those gaps. The next segment, right, while you have your experience, your education, your certificate, right, then you want to also highlight your computer skills. With the public school system, we were using what they call smart board. And it's almost like what the weatherman uses, you know. And you're constantly, first of all, you're signing in, you're getting your lesson plans, you're complementing, you know, the books, you know, the paperback books with the computer system. And you need to know how to navigate the technology, you know. It was interesting that when the pandemic hit that the students were already on the Chromebooks or the computers already. It's just that they were not on there all day long, you know, like they are forced to do now when, you know, by the formal stay-at-home mandate. But you want to, as a potential candidate, make sure you list that you're good with PowerPoint, that you're good with Microsoft, you know, Word, Excel, and that will set you out, you know, to stand out. And so rather, you know, even though I'm saying education because that's been my field, the reality is rather you are going for a job at a beauty parlor, healthcare, education, entertainment, real estate, mental health, social work, or finance or construction, you want to make sure you highlight those skills. And then if you have any type of recommendation or publications, you want to also highlight that, you know. Some years ago, I ran a house cleaning business, and I received a 4.95 star in my ratings, you know, through Service Magic. And, you know, that was a lot to make sure I told my potential clients that I received this particular rating. And the other thing that you want to make sure you have, of course, is your contact information with your personal details. From what I'm understanding, they prefer emails. They're not too keen on the AOL. You know, AOL, you know, is a .com that we used some years ago. Some people still have it, and kudos go out to them, you know. But they prefer you not have AOL. And then you want to, of course, start with your heading statement, as I said, which is your summary statement or your objective, as I said a little earlier, and your work experience, key achievement, and listing your educations correctly, highlighting the relevant skills that fit the job ad, you know, not what you think that they want to know or what they want to hear. Make sure it fits the job ad. And what you're doing is you're matching up your skills for what the potential employer wants, what they're looking for. And then, as I said before, you're going to include additional important resume sections, and you're going to complement it with a cover letter. I won't cover cover letters tonight, you know, because I have a surprise guest, and you know, that we already talked about, you know, Mr. Allen D. And of course, proofreading it, saving it, and emailing your resume the right way. And so if you have any comments, Mr. Allen, on the resume writing, you can definitely interject.
Sure. No, from what you're telling, from as I'm listening, it sounds very interesting, because a lot of people need that service.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
to be honest,
absolutely.
With you. And what is so attractive and sexy about what you're saying is,
yes,
a lot of people still need, you know, not only they need this, your service, because a lot of people need that, they need that education, and they need,
right,
help, you know, because,
yes,
sometimes when you go for these job interview, a lot of people, they need that, they don't know how to organize their resume. You
that
know?
Is true.
So that's,
yes,
you know, and a lot of people get confused. Oh, what should I put? What should I not put? You know,
right.
So if we have somebody like you, we can walk
Thank
them, you know, through it and say, you know, hey, because remember, a resume is about selling yourself. Because,
it is.
And, you know, when you have 20, 30 people, you know, who's going for that same job, it's
right,
all about presentation. So that's
okay,
what that's what the owners are looking for. They're looking who has the best resume.
Right.
You know? And then, as you go on a job today, what do they tell you? You know, you overqualified, because it's all about
yes,
how you stand out. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason why a lot of companies tell you, you know, why you overqualified, because what you're coming into the table with, you're coming with an MBA,
right,
you're coming with a PhD, and guess what? The person who's interviewed don't have an MBA. They don't have a PhD.
True,
so, of course,
true,
they're going to tell you you're overqualified, because guess
right,
how he got there? Because he got there by either from his father, or he got
yes,
there from somebody he knows who got them mm-hmm, to be sitting behind that desk to interview you.
Wow.
Okay, so he has to, you know, he has to tell you you're overqualified, because if he hires you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to take his job, because if the CEO who hired him and sees your resume, guess what? He's out of there. So he has to tell
yes,
you you're overqualified.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
That's
so
powerful.
That's why they tell you you overqualified. Because a lot
wow,
of people say, wait a minute, my parents told me to go to school, get an education, get this MBA. I spent $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 to get an MBA,
mm-hmm,
then to tell me I'm overqualified, I can't mop the floor.
Wow.
How can I be overqualified? I've been doing this since I was 10.
Wow.
You know? And
that's
now you tell me I'm overqualified. But that's the reason why.
Interesting.
Well, wow. You know something? You're so right about, you know, people having no qualifications, things of this nature. I had a situation where I was out of the market for many years, and I needed to go back and get a job with my last set of kids. And when I got there, my wife was a little aware of the new aunts, probably somewhere around the early 90s. And when I got back into the so-called groove of trying to, when I got back into the job market looking for a job, I had this 10-page resume.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was imperative that, you know, because I thought it was imperative that I tell my story,
yes.
You know, from front
right,
to back.
Right.
You know, you said something about elapsed time and your job scheduling where you had a,
right,
you had a period of not working, and you want to explain, you know, this and this and this. And sometimes you can make up something. I would say go ahead and put in there. I decided to go to try to be self-employed and, you know, try different areas, and then it didn't work out. So here I am.
Because
it makes you show that you're a creative person as well. And so I had a tremendous resume. And like Alan said, I had all these degrees and whatnot, had all this experience. Mm-hmm. Because I thought of life a little younger than most people. And my life really started, I would say, around 15 years old, because when I went to college, I went to live in dormitories and things of that nature. And I wasn't under my mother and father anymore. I was a little semi-independent. So, and I was one of these go-getters, self-starters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because I just, as a young person, I was, you know, young people are excited. When young people are excited, they go. You know, so when they're excited about something, whether it's playing basketball or being in the Klee Club or being in the church's gospel choir, when they're excited, they're excited. They bring a lot of energy. Love. That's why everybody loves to have young people around, because they bring this new level of energy. So I was doing all these things, and I said, wow, you know, I got this 10-page resume. Wow, you know, people are gonna be so excited, and they're going to be so interested in me, you know. And I went to interviews, and I was getting turned down.
Yeah,
and like Alan said, in a lot of cases, they said, well, you're overqualified. And my resume was all over there, because I was telling all my story, everything I did, from selling hot dogs to running a hospital, you know, to being a psychologist and all these things. I was telling too much. And so my wife told me, said, listen, nobody is going to read all of that. That's a turnoff.
Right.
No. She said, now resumes are short, to the point, and you want to emphasize, if you're selling apples, you want to emphasize everything you did around apples. You know what I'm saying? You want to focus on apples. You want to talk about oranges and pears and some peaches and some onions and some tulips. You want to talk about apples. You want to keep the whole focus on the apples, because that makes it easier for the interviewer to identify exactly the points that they need. Because no interviewer might have to interview 50 people, 30 people before they find the right person. So they don't want to be sitting down there reading all this paperwork, you know. And if you can get to the points of the specific job that you're looking for, if you can, from the social things that you do, because a lot of the social stuff we do are all good implications of what kind of character that we are. You know, I was surprised when people say, you know, job interviewers find out people's a roundabout way. They find out your Facebook and your Instagram and all your social media stuff. And they go back there and they check it, because people have found they said something mean or something, and the job said, no, we don't want you because look what you said, you know, and things of that nature. So people, be careful what you do on social media and things of that nature. I told a story about the young brother who was in a Black Lives Matter peaceful protest, and his boss saw him. He's a fire department. He's a fireman. Young guy, just started off, probably about 3 or 4 years. And the fire lieutenant saw him, and he called him into the office. And he says, you know, which I thought was very disgraceful. He asked him, was he a black man or a fireman? And the young brother got upset, and he says, well, damn it, I'm a black man. That's what I choose. And he walked out. You know, he walked out the office, and whatever happened, he lost his job. You know, brand new wife and 4 kids. You know, it's terrible. You know, but I'm just saying these things, and it's a personal thing with that lieutenant. It had nothing to do with the fire department as a whole. That's his personal feelings about
the movements and you know, the young brother have to go back and not have to go to arbitrations and things of that nature to try to get his job back. But I'm saying all those things are implications, but I just wanted, the point I was trying to make is that I had to learn, like you're teaching now, the proper way to structure a resume that would be attractive to an interviewer, that would be precise and short, that would tell my story from front to beginning. It's almost like you got to write a good book. You know, the starting of the story is so exciting. I want to read more, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost like that kind of concept. So my wife explained to me, you know, that I need to cut it down. Whatever job, because I had so many skills, so I had a lot of jobs I could interview for. So if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to do counseling, drug counseling, she said I should emphasize all that stuff that belongs to drug counseling. If I'm going to do case management, I should, you know, focus on case management. If I'm going to go for a position in terms of if I was going to do psych eval or I want to do something in counseling or something in my profession, then I should focus on, you know, those specific areas that would be of interest to the interviewer. So there are a lot of things I did not know starting off. Because I know, be honest with you, I'm trying to remember when I wrote a resume. I really didn't have a resume. It's like every job I got was because of the school referred me to the hospital, and then from the hospital referred me to other things. And so I never really like written a resume per se. It's like, you know, in the school system that I was coming out of, they had these, well, but basically in psychology and certain kind of medical fields, you have an internship. And that internship, if you do well, it could turn into a employment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So because I went to a study hospital and basically I was training to be a psychologist and, you know, whatever I did was come on time, do all the good things, shake all the hands, kiss all the babies, you know. And I did that and I ended up getting a job. So I didn't have, but so here I am now at 40 years old, getting back into the process and trying to find out, you know, how to do it. And so lucky for, you know, my wife gave me some tips and I implemented those tips and they were effective, you know.
Right. Wow. No, Ron, thank you so much for sharing that, because that does, you know, I didn't actually was specific, but their best practice is about one page, 1 to 2 pages max. You know, some colleges, if you're going forward to be a professor in a college, then you maybe want to have what they call a vignette, you know, it's more of a cover letter, you know, stating your experience. So in some instances, it's just the one page, and in other instances, it can be 2 pages. The other thing that's so important, Brother Ron, as you were saying, is that what the employers are looking for is like 7 to 10 years of relevant experience, just making sure, like you said, making sure it matches what, you know, they want and what you want to be hired for. So you don't need to go back, you know, 20 years, you know, from the time you started walking, things like that. And it's interesting because every so often, even for myself, I'll create a resume, you know, or create a bio just to see the relevant skills, because especially as we get older, we start learning new skills, you know, and so it's really important. The other thing you want to include, you know, as I was just looking at my notes, you know, your hobby, your interests, volunteer work, which is really important, and Brother Ron talked about that, the internship experience. You know, all of that, languages, if you speak a different language, please include that in the resume, any projects you've worked on, and, you know, so that, again, you can stand out, so that you can definitely stand out. So, audience, I'm hoping that this has helped you from, you know, a follow-up from last week, you know, the top 11 employability skills to just becoming a savvy resume writer. You know, I'll just say it quickly and then we can get into another segment. In terms of, you know, coaching, I am a certified life coach, you know, life in leadership. And my passion is coming alongside of you, seeing what your vision is. And if you're transitioning from, you know, one job to another, one career to another, or you're underemployed and you want to make that change, or if you are in transition – you've been laid off, you know, I myself, just a quick connection, you know, worked at as a substitute teacher for the last 5 years, Charlotte Mecklenburg school system, and as of last year, you know, no longer employed. And but I was already preparing myself for transition, and but some of you have not been preparing. You don't have a resume. You may not even know how to do a cover letter. You know, you don't know how to compile your bio, or if you're getting into your own business, you don't know where to start. You know, Morrell Brown Incorporated, we're a consulting and training company. We're here to help you, you know. Give me a call at 862-205-9077. And so, Brother Ron, you can take it away.
Yes. Yeah, may I say this
you
also?
You should repeat that.
Very,
yeah.
Very,
I'm
very
sorry,
important.
Ron. Huh? No, Ron, I was going to say, Ron, I apologize. Let me interject there for a second. Yeah, you should repeat that number again. I always do it twice.
Yes,
you know. Yes.
And that's what I'm learning. I appreciate that. The telephone number is 862-205-9077. Again?
What about an email?
And my email
also give me your email.
Yes, thank you. Morrell, that's M as in Mary, O-R-E-A-L-E, Brown, without the E, INC.com. That's my website, okay? And Morrell Brown at gmail.com is the email. Again, M as in Mary, O-R-E-A-L-E, Brown, without the E, at gmail.com.
Great, great. I just want to say, interject real quickly, since
sure.
You're talking about jobs, employment, and you was talking about resume writing, et cetera, we have a young lady
yes.
on as well. I invited a young lady to come on, Mrs. Helena Owens, who have job opportunities
excellent.
That she'd like to tell the community as well. We're going to open up her line for her. Give her a nice
awesome.
Welcome, people. Nice, nice welcome.
Well, hello, 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 hello.
Miss Helena, long time no have talk. It's so good
yes,
to hear your voice.
Miss Helena. Oh.
It's a pleasure to be back on. Thank you very much.
Yes, Miss Helena Owens, you're on with Coach Morrell Brown. And, you know,
right.
You can go ahead and you guys can talk about the job opportunities and et cetera.
Okay, well, thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate coming back on again. I'm coming on with a different hat. Most everyone knows me as the president and founder of the Association of Women Construction Workers of America, which is a training program with building success with AWCWA. Well, with the COVID happening and we not doing any more in-person training, we were taking a break for a while, and we had a great opportunity to work with another relative who owns a company for over 10 years called Dutton Consulting. Now, Dutton Consulting is a political firm that works for different candidates that are running for local, federal, and campaigns. And so right now we're doing some citywide candidates here in Queens, and we're also doing the mayor's race. So with that being happening, since I like finding people work, I got the best position in the world. I am out looking for individuals who are 18 years or older. They should be a registered Democrat. If not, we'll help them get there, but we're not going to push that. they should be able to walk long distances and have a working cell phone, pay $20 an hour. They could work full or part-time. They can work in our morning shift, which is 11 to 3, or our evening shift, which is 4 to 8. They have the option to work both shifts or have part-time shifts, okay? If you hear me tell it, I'm looking to hire 75 people a day. Now, I cannot do that alone. I need you and your audience to let everybody that you know that we are hiring and that they can actually go on Dutton-consulting.com/petitions and fill out an application. Now, when they fill out the application, they'll be notified and we'll let them know. I'll let them know right now that our next training days are going to be on the 24th and 25th of this month. So with that, they would sit in our training, which is a Zoom training. It lasts about an hour. It's usually done in the early afternoons that if someone had taken that training today and wanted to work tonight from 4 to 8, they would have been able to. So we're saying almost immediate hire. It really depends on the individual. We'll work around their schedule as long as we know up front what that schedule is. If they would like to take additional time, say they took the morning but wasn't scheduled for the evening and found they had additional time in their day that they could spare, then they would work that evening as well if they chose to. Everyone gets paid once a week, and they get paid on a Monday night. So it is very we're looking for everybody, and we're looking for bilingual speaking individuals as well, because not only does Dutton work in New York, they work around the country, and they've been so fortunate as to work around the world. So they've been in other places outside of the United States doing political canvassing and door knocking, and we're looking for people to work right now on the mayor's race here. And that mayor's race that we're working with just so happens to be our client is actually Ray McGuire, and we do feel like he's the candidate for the job. Any questions?
Great, great. Now, Helena, can you spell the website in which they have to go on to apply online?
Oh, thank you. I'd be more than happy to. It would be Dutton-consulting.com. .com/petition, PETITIONS. And I'll also give you a phone number that they can call. They can call 718-504-6861. I'll repeat that number. It's 718-504-6861. They can call that number at any time. They can leave a message, tell us they heard it on Black Talk Radio. We want to know where people hear this information. We'd love for you to just send it out in your social media. And everybody who can hear my voice, please send it through your atmosphere, because you never know who's out there who's looking for work. And trust me, if they got the stimulus and they were happy, imagine how they feel when they got paid every week.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And don't forget, people, to mention Life and Leadership Network with Coach Morale P. Brown. Don't forget to mention
Absolutely.
That show as well. You know.
Thank you very much.
Any questions? Any questions?
Yeah, I want to ask you. You say it's /, and that's after Dutton-consulting.com. Correct?
It's a forward slash after the .com, and you write petitions, PETITIONS. I'm looking at it too, right?
Yeah,
I-T-O-N-S.
I put up a little invocation. I can't spell petition.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes when you're trying to do something in a hurry, you just get that flash, right? You get that flash just
exactly.
for that moment. You know, we're doing so much, we have intellectual overloads. So it's not that you don't hear me.
That's right.
That is so
true.
PETITION.
S, with an S.
With an S. Okay. /petition. And they will get on the website, and they will be able to apply online as well.
Absolutely.
Helena,
If they go on right now, and they can, mm-hmm. they might get a notice to say, oh, we're not doing the petition, that we're not doing the actual training, because we were doing it every day up to today, literally, every day.
Wow.
So everybody who signed in before 12 o'clock today that got a response, they were able to get trained today and go to work today. So we have gotten inundated, which is good, and we want to be there. So we're setting up two, the 24th and 25th, and then we look forward to do more in the future as well.
Wow, that's great.
Helena, you're doing such wonderful things. I just want to ask Helena very quickly before she leaves. You're doing some wonderful things, and I want Coach Morrell to hear this as well as Alan, with the development of construction and bringing women in. So many years you've been working towards that, developing that. I just want to know, how is that going along as well? You're working with the women, training women in construction.
Well, thank you for asking and bringing that up as we talk about new business. It's going fine. I did take a hiatus because of COVID. So although I'm still able to direct people in what their needs are in that area of construction or different areas of construction, that's still happening. So they can still contact me, but not at the numbers I just gave you. That's something completely different. They can still contact me. And I'll do my best to give them the information that they need to get involved in the construction industry. That's my heart. That's my baby. That I'm not getting.
Yeah, give that number as well, because I know that a lot of women are in, transitions right now. They're leaving certain jobs. They might have a great interest in construction. Construction, ladies and gentlemen, is not all about banging hammers and knocking down walls.
That's right.
There's other jobs, administrative jobs, things of that sort.
Yes.
So give that number as well, because I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that displace in terms of their careers, and they should get into a new career that's going to bring work. Construction always have work,
Always has
that'll
work
be great
and always
for
good. It's a great income. It's a great income. So that number would be 888-434-5303. But mind you, I want them to concentrate on getting something right now. So one something you said, I want to add to that, going back to what I'm doing now and in construction, neither one of them shy away from our justice involved, right? So those have been involved in the system. We want them more than ever, right? We have plenty of work for them in both fields, so plenty of work. I encourage anybody who hears my voice that ever thought that they couldn't get a job, call me. Call me now, okay? Because we have something for you.
It's so interesting. By the way, this is Alan. It's a pleasure to meet. Hi. It's a pleasure to be meeting you. And, what I love is being around amazing women, who are wonderful, amazing things. I'm around my two, powerhouse, two amazing women who are doing amazing things. What are they doing? They are helping other people, other women to achieve. Because to be honest with you, my background is coming from construction in the 80s and the 90s. Okay. So I'll tell you what's amazing about construction. Not only like Reverend Ron said, not only just banging hammers, because you can become a carpenter in the construction business. You can become a laborer, okay? Mm-hmm. And being a laborer makes very good money.
Can I talk about that for a minute?
Yes,
because
sure.
I'm a retired laborer, Local 731. So, yes, you do
very,
very well. Matter of fact, they would say we're the lowest on the totem pole. But there is no low in construction. Really, there's not. Okay. But this is something that definitely, most people, when they think about that, they're solely thinking about the electrical, plumbing, and carpentry. They should think about engineering, architectural design, document control specialist. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of jobs that we've been able to get people as well. So when it comes to getting work, we try not to stay in the norm of what it is, but find out what a person, and even over what I'm doing right now with Dutton Consulting, we try to find out where a person best fits. right? What is it that they're doing? What is it that they want to do? And where can we fit them that satisfies not only them but us, right? How can we make this something that works for everybody? Because when a person goes to work, they want to be happy, right?
True.
And sure, you do things for the money, but money doesn't give you happiness. What you do gives you happiness. What you do and enjoy gives you happiness. Money can only make it better.
Mm. Teach it.
Well, money to me, to be honest with you, money is like, it's a tool. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What money does, money gives you a certain success, leverage. It gives you, peace of mind. It gives you to do what you want to do in life.
Yes.
And so you can achieve, and so you can sleep at night, and
mm-hmm.
enjoy what you want to do, But the passion comes in what you've been dreaming about, what you've been wanting to do,
mm-hmm.
and the goals you've been wanting to reach,
mm-hmm.
So and it comes about, it's all about skills,
mm-hmm.
because we all were born with skills. So that's because as long as you put
your
skills and you know what you want to do, the money will
mm-hmm.
follow. That's number one. And then you could go out there and do what you want to do, and
mm-hmm.
so you can achieve what you want in life.
This is true. So let's use Dutton, for instance. Dutton is a company that, you might start from the ground, but you can definitely rise to the closest to the top as possible. I'll put it like that because it's
mm-hmm.
always the owner, right? So, but it's a company that looks forward to growing people. You see, it's not a company that says, hey, I'm going to put you here, you're going to stay here, and this is the only place you could be. They look forward to growing people. Because when they're growing people, it means they're growing, and they're looking to grow their company. So this is the way that it's done, right? You start from the bottom, you learn your way up the top, and then before you know it, here's your department, here's your this, here's your that. And that's how they look to work with individuals that work with
mm-hmm.
them, because they're looking for longevity. Whenever a company trains you to do anything, they're putting time and effort into you. Time is money. So therefore, they're putting money into you, whether you're getting paid for that training or not. Money has just
mm-hmm.
been injected into you, because that you learn cannot be taken away from you. You take that skill and you can go anywhere with it. And considering that this is a company that's looking to grow and grow with the people that they hire, then that means
mm-hmm.
that they're training you to grow with them. And so if people look at jobs as something to do just to make money, they should change that thought and look at a career that they can grow into. So Dutton is a career move. Even
wow.
if you were doing construction, construction is definitely a career move. But this is a career move too. So I would encourage people right now to go to that phone number, 718-504-6861, and call it. Call it. Get the information. Get the link sent to you. Then you know you're in their system.
Okay.
Wait for the training day to come, the 24th and also the 25th. Be ready for it. Be ready to get that email that says your training day is. Sit in that training and there you go. You're off and running. The opportunity is all yours.
Wow.
One thing I can say, when I left construction,
mm-hmm.
in the 80s and the 90s, all right, I was making $20, $21, $22 an hour.
And what field
okay?
were you in?
That I was in carpentry.
Oh,
all right, and overtime.
Carpenters are making $75 an hour
right.
their check.
You see, now exactly, 75 and overtime. You see, back in then, in the 80s and the 90s, you're making $22, $23 an hour. That was a lot of money
mm-hmm.
because now you got
it
overtime.
Was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
So that's and you're getting paid every Thursday. We was getting paid every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our checks was never
mm-hmm.
late. That was
mm-hmm.
one thing they didn't play. 2-3
mm-hmm.
o'clock, you'll have your check.
And I'm gonna say the same thing for Dutton. Dutton Consultant pays every Monday. They do not play mm-hmm. with that. Every
wow.
Monday, if you're
wow.
out there beating that payment for them. Every Monday, you're going to get your check. So if you started on Sunday afternoon, you're still going to get a check on Monday. Our time goes from Monday to Sunday. So if you started on a Sunday and only work one shift, you still are going to receive a check on that Monday. If you work on that Monday through that Sunday, you're going to receive a check for 7 days. That's something that is very important. And you get paid weekly, you know. So that's the thing that's important. You can't. You really can't beat it. You know, if you're really serious about wanting to do something, and I'll go back to the stimulus, right? Because people are getting stimulus checks right now, and they're feeling good about their $1,400 because they probably already got the six, which gave them $2,000. So they're like, oh, I'm $2,000 in the back. No, you're not. You probably spent it already. Okay?
Exactly. So now you know
you're
not going to run it
because you got rent,
when you get it, it's gone.
That's
right.
Exactly. That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. Working has a way to inspire you to do other things that you've always been thinking of. So there's an opportunity to grow within your own mind, let alone somebody else's company. You know, there's a chance for you just to develop. So it's something to really do. You find yourself a lot of times. Some people need work for structure. Right?
True.
So there's a structure here. There's a dress code here. There's a time you have to be here. Mm-hmm. There's a place that you have to be. You know, that structure, they give you that structure, right? And then once you have structure, all kinds of things happen in your mind.
Wow.
I'm hoping that they'll make that call
to
Dutton Consulting for work because we're definitely looking for them.
Well, Reverend Coach Morrell, this is exactly what you were talking about, the resume, the SWAB resume. But you also talked about presentation. You also talked about how people are characteristics. So this is, like, great.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to interject. Miss Helena, I mean, you have, like, just put the cream on the cake. I mean, you know, Reverend Ron, thank you for connecting her. And I want you to, you know,
thank
I want
you.
Us to connect. You know, because, again, there are a lot of people who have started their businesses, but then there are others that don't want to work for themselves. They want to be employed by someone.
Exactly.
And so I want to look out for them as well, you know, as I am helping in development and in training. And, you know, I went on the website, fabulous website, you know, and the programs that they have, you know. So thank you just for adding to the show. Really appreciate it, you know, and for, of course, you know, Alan D. and Reverend Ron and, you know, all those that are just behind the scene, you know. But definitely connect with me because, you know, I have a nephew that's in Florida, and, you know, he has a health issue, but he's working in the warehouses, and they'll keep him in there like double shifts, and it's not good for him and his health. Yeah, so I know quite a few people, even those that are incarcerated, that just need or have been incarcerated. And as you said, just involved in the justice system, you know, just so that they can get a fresh start. Yeah, wow.
People are thinking that they can't register to vote. Yes, they can.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
They can. You know,
Yes,
it has been. And I know it's hard for a person coming home because, you know, they fear rejection because rejection is real. It happens often, you know, and even in places that we know it shouldn't even be happening, it happens.
Right.
So fortunately enough, we're here.
Right.
And
that's
would like to just encourage anybody, get in now, right? So right now, our period, our prime period is from now until the June 22nd. And that's primary. Mm-hmm. So once the primary happens, then we'll see what happens from there, right? Mm. So we're good. They'll work from now to June 22nd. If they work out for us and we like them, we'll keep them. If they work out for us and it works out for them and they want to stay, we'll keep them.
Wow, that's great.
But I want to put this out here too. Because I've done a lot, I've talked a lot about we'll take, we want, and we have, right? Well, I want people to know this too. We will definitely fire your ass. And I did say that. And I said that deliberately.
Right.
If you cannot come on time, if you
cannot,
you know, come properly dressed, if you cannot be on your post where you're assigned, if you cannot do the actual outreach that we're asking you to do.
Right.
Because we know when times are slow. Like now it's really cold. It's cold. It's coming off of COVID. It's really cold. People don't really want to be outside. And there's not that many people outside anyway. okay, we understand what it looks like to be slow, and we have enough going on in the different barrels because we are in all the barrels. As a matter of fact, you, as long as you live, let me just put it like this. We have people coming from New Jersey for our job. So I don't know how far this radio program reaches, but we have people that drive over here every day from New Jersey, okay,
wow,
to our Queens location and our Brooklyn location every day to work 8 hours. So we don't care where you live as long as you want to work.
That's the key.
That's the key. You come from any borough and work. Just make sure that when you set your schedule with us, that you're giving yourself enough time to get here on time, because if we have to hear too many times, the train, the this, the that, the traffic, that's even for myself. They'll let me go.
Right.
Okay? I'm part of the family. Trust me. So we have to be on time.
That's good.
Let me ask you a question.
That's all I have.
Let me ask you. Yeah, let me ask you a question in reference to, maybe you can't say the number, maybe there's a number, but in terms of salary, is it based on experience or how do that go?
No, the salary is $20 an hour for whoever's working. Matter of fact, let me just put this out here. There is phone banking, which is $15. There's what I'm calling on, what I'm talking about right now, which is $20. And there's driving, which is $23. Now, those are the three outdoor areas, basically the canvassing to get people in. But if you checked out Dutton's website, you'll understand that there's a whole lot more going on. And you did say you checked it out. Right. So as you can see, there are a whole lot of different professional positions that could at some point be available for someone who's looking. So right now, my drive is for people who want to do canvassing door-to-door at $20 an hour from now to June 22nd. And it doesn't matter who they are.
So now, folks can go and start with those positions to work to the other positions, or folks can also seek the other positions as well?
I think depending on their level of the other positions would determine, and the need at the time, depending on how many campaigns we had going on at one time, because she does have a lot of time, multiple campaigns going on at any one time. So depending on the need, it could be a need for the professional that already is involved. Say there's a lawyer out there, I'm just using this as an example, and she's already exhausted the lawyers that she might already use, then she might be looking for someone, and she'll go down the list to see, or she'll put an ad out for that individual. It could, just like we're putting ads, we're out here for canvassers, we need them. So we put that out there. So we're looking from the bottom to the top, but at this point, my concentration for bodies is as canvassers. And I'm not even looking for people to take the phones. I'm looking for people to do the footwork and make the $20 an hour. And probably some drivers making $23 an hour.
And that's not bad at all.
Because if I get those 75 people I want after the radio show, if I can get those 75 people calling me talking about a day I want to work, I'm going to need more drivers than I can even believe I need. So, you know, because we're going to be hitting that pavement hard and heavy. Hard and heavy.
Wow.
All I can say
we're looking
is
to support,
this is your second
right now
chance.
We're supporting Ray McGuire. So I'm sure most people are learning about him now. I'm sure you're getting, if you're in New York, you're getting his literature. There's no question. You can look him up. He's approachable. He looks to talk to people, things he's not aware of, he's open to find out about. And I'll give you a prime example when I met him. I met him at a forum and I asked a question. He wasn't quite sure, but he answered to the best of his ability and let me know that he would get back, right? I happened to be on another show where he was doing a face-to-face. I got a chance to talk. I re-asked him the same question. This time he had an answer for me, which showed me he does his research. That was impressive to me. So now I'm working for my sister, who actually has him as a client. He's approachable. He's reasonable, and he's out to learn. He's already helped in many ways young people get on their feet. And
that's
just
what
like
you need as a politician.
All of us on this radio.
That's what you need as a politician, to be honest with you, you know, to be out there helping the community, you know, to elevate themselves, to be like, you know, hey, you know, not only I just want your guys to vote for me, I'm here for your guys, you know. So that's the difference between a lot of politicians out there.
If you listen to his radio ads, I mean, he's a man of color, and he's looking to help people of color. He's looking to be everybody's mayor. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's mayor. But he realizes the shortcomings of black and people of color, right?
Right.
And so, therefore, he's actually verbalized that in his commercials, okay? So it's not a secret. He wants to help black people. I could say it openly on the record. He wants to help black people. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do with myself, okay? But he wants to be the mayor for all people. Everybody, black, white, Puerto Rican, and Asian, everybody. And so it really takes all of us to literally be out there. So saying that, I'm looking for bilingual speaking individuals to come on board from all nationalities, races, creeds, colors, everything, sexual preferences. We don't care. We want you to work.
As long as you
want
to work.
That's all we want to know about.
That's
you want
all
to
we
work?
Care about. As long
That's
as you want to
we
work,
about.
We'll put you in. We'll give you your uniform. Go stand on the sidewalk. Wave the flag. Make $20 an hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely.
I mean, how can you beat that?
Wow.
In this phase right now, people are making up to $900 a week. Okay.
Ooh. Sounds great
to
me.
In this particular phase we are, we're going to go into phase two, and it's going to be hot, and it's going to be heavy, and the weather's going to be a whole lot better.
Right.
So, you know?
Wow.
So don't sit on your couch any longer. You had a whole year to just sit back and be a stoner, you know, have your cocktails on a regular, right? Do your barbecuing, winter and summer. Now it's time to get out and make some money so you can do it all again this summer.
That's it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Time to get back.
You know,
absolutely.
So we're looking for everybody. Thank you. I'm going to repeat the number again and the website, if I may.
Sure.
The number is 718-504-6861. That's 718-504-6861. And the website is Dutton, D-U-N-T-O-N, hyphen, consulting. C-O-N-S-U-L-T-I-O-N-G. T-I-O-N-G. I'm sorry, everybody.
She's excited.
Okay. Yes, I am very excited because I just want the phones to start ringing. I don't know what to do with myself. Okay? I'm going to make that 75 a day, I'm going to tell you, because I have your help right now. Okay?
Yes.
Best consulting. Let's start that one over. C-O-N-S-U-L-T-I-O-N-G. TING.com. And thank you for understanding my excitement here. /petition.
Great.
Good soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Brown, I have an idea for you. You know.
Okay. What is it?
I have the idea as this young lady was speaking, and also as you were speaking. I had an idea for you to do. You're going to do a webinar.
Okay.
helping people, you know, with their resume.
Right.
Okay. Just like we, or either a webinar or a Zoom.
Right? Right. Yes.
Okay. Where you're going to help them with their, you know, with their resume, because it's a lot. All you got to do is set up the time and the date. When you want to do the webinar and the Zoom class.
Right.
Okay.
And I do have
Zoom. And I believe so because that'll be a great way, you know, to guide them to learn about how to set your resume, because you don't want to be like Ron, where if you were selling blow pop next to the Avon lady. You don't want to put that in the resume.
There you go. There you go. Don't mess that up. And on that note, I want to bring in another mess up. I'm going to bring in Ronaway Robinson, who I got to help me put all this together with Helena Owens and, gave me the information. I'd like to bring him in.
Oh,
Ron, your mic is on. We're not going to talk about your name because that's not, not going to repeat Ron Robinson. We're not going to say that again.
I'm changing mine until I can get it back, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Robinson.
Thank you, Ron, for the invitation.
You're welcome, though.
Thank you
and
so
thank
much.
And thank you, Helena.
This,
oh, my God,
this is my
for
friend.
The queen.
This has
cake.
Been my friend for life.
Yeah.
Amen. So, Coach Morrell, this is Ron Robinson. Okay,
hey,
don't
Ron
get us confused. I'm the short, good-looking one. He's the tall, ugly one, but we ain't going to talk about that.
That's why I want to steal my name.
Well, welcome to the show, sir. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for being there and helping everybody. You know, that's a work that people sometimes underrate, you know, and there's so much information out there, but if it doesn't come from somebody else, it's not valid, you know. You know,
yes.
I just said the white man's ice is colder, you know.
Right, that's my pleasure.
You know, but I was calling to listen in. I was a little busy. But Halima and I have been associates and in business together once in a while for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Under her not-for-profit for women in construction.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I taught blueprint reading and expediting.
Oh, wow.
You know,
great.
I taught her how to do carpentry. Now I'm teaching for her, you know.
Yes. Actually, he taught me how to do some serious carpentry. I put in doors, windows. Right?
Uh-huh.
It got me doing a lot of things.
She wanted
to make
more
money than me. When you have a good teacher, you can become a great teacher.
It is true.
Cool.
It is true.
You just shut my mouth. I have nothing else to say.
And Ramay Robinson, I want to interject. It's interesting because two things. Years ago when I lived in New York, I actually used to do plaster helper, you know, with New York City Housing Authority, Helena,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately I got injured on the job, but yeah, we were carrying those big buckets. And we
mm-hmm.
actually worked in the building where Jay-Z, he grew up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he was already a star by then, but his mother was still living in that building. But I learned a little something myself. The other thing I want to say is when you mentioned about the nonprofit, and I don't want to go off to that, but I was
mm-hmm.
also I was talking to my VP on yesterday, and I was saying to her, I'm ready to start making connections with companies who are doing training, technical assistance, referral, and things like that. So I definitely
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, connect with you guys. You've done it already, and in some ways, you know, like I said, I'm a new kid on the block as far as really, you know, making this grow between the for-profit, non-profit, and ministry, and just need as many connections as possible and many linkage. And so, you know, as you are being helped, I'm being helped as well, but then we're also changing the trajectories of families, and that's what it's about,
mm-hmm.
taking us from poverty to prosperity, and first mentally, spiritually, physically, psychologically. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Brother Robinson.
What I'm looking at now, you know, days with the not-for-profits, the word poverty pimp seems not to exist. Back in the 60s and 70s, you know, a lot of people made a lot of money and they forgot it. You know, I'm glad to see that there are
Ron, can you talk a little louder?
Oh, okay. I was saying back in the day, you know, when a lot of the not-for-profits or people would start not-for-profits just to make money.
Right.
You know, and some people got help, but mostly them and their families, you know, not too much in the neighborhood.
Wow.
And so
nowadays
what I see is I very seldom hear the word poverty pimp. There are actually people out here doing something and addressing the needs of the community, whether it's education, jobs, you know, training, you know, or getting housing and stuff like this. This is a real deal. I'm not saying that everybody, you know, because I used to think, I said, well, listen, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to help and I'm going to help everybody.
Right.
That's a sin in itself. Because if you're going to waste your time, if you're going to put your time out there to serve, why have people wasting your time?
True.
Right.
So you have to learn to read people, and eliminate the terrorists and the wheat.
That's true.
You know.
So
I see that happening because, you know, in some organizations, I see people joining and coming in and they're taking the classes and they miss out of the 5 days they're supposed to be there. They're missing three.
Yeah.
But they expect to get paid, you know.
I tell you, that's can I interject real quick? Is that possible?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. And that's a good point because it goes back to what I said earlier about working with Dutton. You know, we want you desperately to be employed, but we will not allow you not to do what's necessary because that is true. People will tell you and take on responsibility. We want you to take on the responsibility that you can handle, right, so that you are able to grow in it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have to excuse myself as much as I want to stay on to the very end, but my crew are starting to come in as we speak, and I need to wrap them up for tomorrow. I'd love to do this again, Reverend Ron, at your invitation. Ron did tell me about some other days you have.
Halina, we got you scheduled for tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday. We want you to come back. So this is fantastic.
I will come on as often as you will allow me to get this point.
And sister, come on many times you can come on because jobs is so needed.
Oh, yes.
Especially in our community. First fired, last hired. Let's get these people working. Let's get them working. Like
you
say, Halina, those who want to work, get them jobs. And when you say brothers and sisters coming out of correctional facilities and brothers and sisters that have those backgrounds, Jesus Lord, let's get them. Let's get the message out quick as possible.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you once again, Halina.
Okay,
thank you
Halina,
for the
I'll talk to you.
Thank I'll be
you,
reaching out tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ms. Brown. Thanks to
my
everybody.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate this opportunity to have a chance to talk to you, to your audience. I really appreciate you for listening. I hope that you've gotten as much information as you need and always will get more. So growth is what we're doing. We're looking for generational wealth, and we can't do it without working. And buying property is one of those things for generational wealth. I decided to throw that in there before I left.
Yes.
So
no, I'm glad
you
did.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, peace out.
Good night.
Hmm. Let me see. Yeah. No, but one thing you had brought, Miss Brown, you had mentioned was you know, we were talking about, you know, it's very important with the resume because it has to be, you know, like you said, 1 or 2 pages is enough because sometimes people have like a whole list and, you know, half the time, you know, the owners are not going to have time, you know, to read all that information, you know, and so that's important about that to, you know, how to cut it down. You know, because you want to give them, in other words, like they used to say, you know, keep it stupid, you know.
Okay.
That just means keep it simple. Stupid means, you know, keep it simple. That's it. And because you want to give them enough information about you. And what's interesting today with the, when you go for a job interview now, you know, they're looking at your Instagram. They're looking at Facebook.
True.
They're looking at, you know, they're looking at,
we talked about that.
You know, all, you know, he had mentioned about that because that's what they're doing now to see what, you know, what who you're interacting with.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, and you know, it's, but that's what they're doing today.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're not telling you, but that's mm-hmm. what they, because they know everybody's on Facebook.
Right. Absolutely. And I'll give you a real life situation. You know, I was at one of the schools, and at that time I was doing some elementary, and you know, but there was a teacher who was, you know, pretty much like a glamour girl. And the school, you know, approached her, you know, they approached her about it. Says, you got to take down those pictures if you want to continue to work for us. And she was already hired, you know, so they continue to watch, you know. And you know what, in a lot of ways, it does make sense, you know, because there should be, you know, as Helena was saying, a certain decorum about you, you know, how you're dressing, you know. And where you're going, not to say that they own you or anybody own you, but, you know, as a leader and just, you know, life itself, behaving a certain way, of conducting yourself a certain way, and so that you continue to be a good, upstanding citizen, you know, and
right.
hang with the right people. You know, your constellation determines where you're going to go, how high you're going to go, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, listen, I think what we can do, right, this has been great. Brother Ron, I guess we'll take a break, and then we'll segue
okay.
right into credit repair. You almost ready, Brother Allen D?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're gonna give you a quick break, you know, drink some water, whatever you need to do while we got the music going.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checkin' Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domenico.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrown thrusted into the national spotlight, proceeding over James Earl's last appeal for Ray's conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 @gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor John Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor John Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah! Oh, entertainment worldwide. Network. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we're back right now, and I would like to just make two short announcements. Number one, do not forget to go to positivechange.com, the website where this money's coming in. They're monitoring. There's $2.7 trillion for green energy, solar energy, clean energy. That's going to be coming down, $2.7 trillion from the Biden administration, and it's going to economically develop poor areas, and we want it's going to affect education, the high school level, the junior college level, it's going to make a lot of change in our society in terms of economic development, new training, new opportunities. So go to that website, positive change, positivechange.com, and go to the petition letter, sign it. Send it in so we can get it to the government, and we can make sure that our communities get some of that money. Also, I want to remind everyone, the reparation program is on its foot, is going, is happening. I've signed up my kids. I took up some friends and some family. I made money instantly. As soon as I signed them up, as soon as I got paid. So, and don't forget, you can also get paid in e-wallet, which is take you into cryptocurrency, and you can use the monies in your account from your cell phone to pay and buy stuff like a credit card. So it's a great opportunity. Don't forget to go to My Project, MyProject, NEO.org. Go sign up and go right to the site and pick your package and sign in. If you've been referred by someone, my name tag is Rev Ron, R-E-V-R-O-N. You can go and put my name in. You can join on my area, and you can get into this tremendous program, self-reparations. If enough of us get in there, like just imagine a million of us get in there, we all can be at least thousandaires, $500,000, $250,000. We can become millionaires. So go to the site, check it out, and get involved. Get involved in what's happening. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Reverend Morrell, and I know you have your guest, Alan DeGrotis, and you guys are going to talk about credit, how credit is good, and what to do with it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, Brother Allen, take it away.
Forgiven me, and thank you for this opportunity you had given
my
me.
Pleasure.
You know, yes, I'm excited to join your radio show tonight and to talk about this about credit. How is it important? Credit is.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you have good credit, it's so much you can do, ladies and gentlemen. You know. And before I talk about that, ladies and I run a company called, you know, Ace Capital Consulting Group, and I am the CEO of the company. And so I wanted to share that with you. I've been in business over 20 years and, you know, helping business owners, you know, give you a little bit background about myself.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And, since I graduated, and, you know, from school and stuff like that, I went to, you know, at the time I didn't know if I wanted to go to college right away. So what I did was I decided to go to a trade school, and to learn about construction. And so I decided to do that. I learned from there. And then I went and got into the union and in the city. And so from there, you know, got involved with construction and was making very good money. You know, and just like the young lady, you know, do because, you know, at that time in the 80s and the 90s, you know, making $20-something an hour was not bad at all.
Right.
You know, that was good money. The only thing about I could say, I was very tired. I would come home, get off. I would be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Don't get off sometimes till about 3 o'clock. And sometimes if we have to do overtime, you're getting home about 5-6 o'clock, but, you know, it was still good money because we was making double, you know,
right,
time and a half and double, you know.
Wow.
And so, and the more time we work and after we work, you know, you will be making, sometimes you'll make $25, $30 an hour. Now, you know, like the young lady said, you know, now because I left making $25, and now they're up to $75 an hour. That's carpentry.
Wow. That's great.
You know, I mean, I'm scratching my head. I mean, $75 is not bad.
That's a nice, yes.
You know,
wow.
But you, one thing I could say, you do earn your money in construction.
Right.
It's not an easy job. You're not sitting behind no desk, but you gotta have
right.
a passion for it. And you know, it was me. I wasn't doing it for the money. I love what I was doing, you know, because when you go in the city and you look at what you accomplished and what you was involved with, all the high-rise buildings in Manhattan, you know, from Trump Towers and all the buildings, you know, I had something, it was something I had a part of doing.
Right.
And something I accomplished, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's
wow.
that's the amazing thing about me. You know, what happened was from there, and then I had hurt my back and everything, and so I went to the doctor. The doctor says, you know, hey, you got to find something else to do. You know, you can't do what you was on, because if you do, you're gonna definitely hurt yourself more.
Okay.
And so you got to pick.
Okay.
You got to go find something on a desk job. And then so I said, I'm like, man, I've been doing construction. And what am I going to be doing in a desk job? Then I got involved. And so I started talking to some people. And then I started getting involved in direct marketing and finding something in sales. And I'm like, wow. So God gave me another talent and another skill.
Right.
And I didn't know I had. So I discovered. And then I land on Wall Street. You know, and I talked to a couple of friends of mine. Now I'm out. Now I'm learning about from the pros to the cons.
Right.
You know, learning about sales. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. You can like, man, I don't have to lift no sheetrock anymore. And, you know, now I'm doing something with my hands. I mean, I'm using my mind. Now it's a challenge. You know, I don't have to, you know, kill my back, hurt my back. All I got to do is just learn this. You know, and get some skills. And so I didn't, And, you know, now I got another, I had another skill, you know.
Great.
And, you know, and that's, so I'm like, and then I started loving it, started enjoying it. I started learning. The more I was learning, I started meeting new people and other successful people. So what happened was, you know, your mind shifts. Your mind starts to change.
Exactly.
You know, because now you're learning from people who are successful. You know, and then you start hanging around these folks. You're like, huh, now you want to be around these people. You want to do what they're doing. And then when they get a chance to like you, you like them. And then you start hanging around these folks. And you're like, man, I can do this. All I got to do is just listen and be coachable.
Right. That's important.
And listen, and, you know, and listen to them and see what they're doing. And you can do the same thing. And it's just like somebody said, hey, let me show you how to be successful.
Right. Wow.
You know, and let me show you how to, you know, how this works and what we're doing. And that's how I got involved with selling.
Oh, wow.
You know, and by listening to, go ahead.
Sorry, if I may interject. So
go ahead.
You mentioned you, even though one of the role was construction, using your body, your back, you know, yet you have to, you know, decipher things. And then you're able to transfer those skills into now using your head. And so what, how did you get into dealing with money, finance, credits? And what type of services do you offer?
How I got involved with that is I got involved with finances and then, you know, and people, and then, you know, because like what I do, I actually help business owners to raise capital for their for their businesses, you know.
Wow.
And and so, you know, we finance all kind of business out there, all over the country.
Okay.
You know, and
wow.
then what and how I got involved. And, you know, because I'm always, you see, one thing about me, I'm always looking for new products. And then now, and I added, and, you know, and I, and now I have, because it's like I build a board and I put a circle around, and then now I got, now I developed that, you know, that those products I wanted, and I added, and I make sure what I'm doing, it adds in to the business I'm in, I'm doing. You know, because as I'm dealing with finances, and then I'm dealing with people credit.
All
the time, you know, and that's how I got involved. That's how I said, you know what? Because a lot of people have what? Because if they need finance, you know, one thing what the banks are looking for, they're looking for credit. So if your credit is not up to par, guess what? You're not getting that car. You're not getting that house. You're not getting the you know what you want.
Right.
You know, and you, that's where the challenge come in. So I said, you know, hey, let me go out there and get and solve that problem. So I had to come up with a solution.
Right. Wow.
You know, and so I came up with a solution. I said, you know, hey, instead of telling these people, no, you can't be helped. And it's not sometimes, you know, hey, things do happen. You know, people fall, you know, get into certain situation, could be divorced. It could be loss of jobs. It, you know, it could be it could be anything.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, they got the turn. So you know, then from there, so we said, okay, so we're gonna help them. So I had to actually, I came up and I was talking to a few people. I said, you know what? Instead of telling these people, and I started talking to my coworkers. I said, instead of telling these people no, we got to find a way to help them. So we came up with a solution to say, okay, you know what, we're going to help these people fix up their credit. And after that, and, you know, because we had a solution, we had the, you know, we said, okay, we're going to help them. And then we also have programs. If you have a business, you know, with a credit score, it could be 400, 500, we can still get you some money. But it won't be the same. We'll put you in a startup because you know, we'll put you in a startup program to get you some money. So you can still run your business, but you know, don't expect to get $1 million, you know, with a 500 credit score. You know, we have to put you on our startup program, But we have a program. If you have a 500 credit score, you know, based on your cash flow of your business, we're going to help your business to grow.
Okay.
You're still going to get some working capital as we're working on your credit, getting your credit, you know. So that's the good thing. But the problem, what I'm finding out with a lot of people have, they credit, and they also have the challenge I'm finding out as they credit is mess jacked up, you know.
Right.
They can't do anything. You can't even go to a store, you know, and do and get what you want.
True.
You know, because I practiced that's myself. You know, having good credit, you could just sign your name and walk out with whatever you want.
I see.
That's the unique, you know. That's the unique thing, having credit. I don't care if you could go to a car dealership. You could go to, if you want to buy a new refrigerator. I mean, first thing they're going to ask you, how's your credit?
It's true. You're right.
You know, that's the first, they don't ask you what color, what you know, what kind of car did you drive in to buy the refrigerator?
Right.
No, first, they don't care about that. They don't care.
Wow.
All they care is, how is your credit?
Exactly.
Before you can walk out with any refrigerator you want. Same thing when you go to a car dealership. Oh, you want this car? How is your credit? That's the first thing. You walk into a bank to get a loan, you know, they don't care about, you know, what you're driving outside. What they care, you know, the first thing they ask you, how's your credit? Do you own a home?
Wow.
That's the two things they ask you when you're trying to get a loan. Do you own, the first question they ask you, do you own a home? Because, you know, why they ask you? Because they know a home is an asset. Because if you can't, they could always take that, they could take that home from you.
Wow.
I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, because of the time frame and the fact that all this information that Alan DeGotis is bringing us is so tremendous. I mean, United Credit Services is doing wonderful things, and I'm sure it's extensive.
Yeah.
Conversation. There's more to it, you know, and I don't want Alan to get to the good stuff, and then we get then our time is up, Alan. So definitely, you know, Alan, you come back tomorrow to the Thursday show, and you know, we'll be able to continue the conversation on credit and how to get good credit and what the necessity for good credit, and you know, and that would be tremendous. So we appreciate you, and the information that you give us so far is tremendous, and we just want to keep it going. At this time as well, I'd like to give a little time for Dr. James W. Winborn, who created all this Neo Nation and stuff like that, to talk a little bit more about the reparations program as well. So we're going to welcome him into the show, and, you know, so we can get that in. Tremendous program we're trying to get done.
Oh, man, greetings, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Greetings. Finding yourself,
Wonderful,
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, greetings, sir.
Greetings. Full of knowledge, full of information. And we're just excited. So real quickly, Dr. Robinson mentioned the reparation program. You know, we've been talking about it for a while. I don't know, man, probably about a year, over a year. Well, it is finally here. We are finally able to actually sign people up. So we want to encourage everybody that's under the sound of my voice that have been hearing us talking about the reparation program, go to the website and hit the link that say sign up, members, activists, and then go in there and, you know, you can sign up and be a part of the program for $8, or you can become a distributor and take one of the other packages that we have available, one of the other reparation packages. So go by the site, please. We encourage everybody, www.myprojectneo.org. Again, that's www.myprojectneo.org. Look at the programs. Look at the reparation missions. It's really, really, really a wonderful program. There are income streams built into it. Three different income streams built into it. We are finally getting to a place where we have something for our people where we can begin to take back control of our own destiny, take back control of our own financial and economic future. It's just all laid out. So, again, I encourage everybody, please, go to the program. It is so easy to sign up. And then tell your friends about it. Tell your mother, your sister, your brother, your neighbors, everybody about it, about the reparation program. We're paying people to go out and do the acts of reparations. So we're real excited, and we look forward to hearing from you. Back to Dr. Rob. Back to Morale Brown.
Well, thank you very much. Wow, thank you. Yes, it's very powerful when you take the authority back from anyone that doesn't really want to help you, you know, and realize that we can and we should and we will help ourselves. And so my project, NEO, you know, new economic opportunity. It's your time and it's your season, and we have to seize it, you know. And so thank you, Dr. Winborn, and all those, you know, Dr. Ron and so many others who are working behind the scene. And as he said, a whole year. So now we just have to maximize and take a look at it. And that's what I'm going to be doing on tomorrow, you know. Thank you so much. This has been a great show. Do you want me to wrap it up?
Yeah, we have your buddy on there as well, Mr. Gregory Hall. He wants to say some words on behalf of all the programming. Mr. Gregory
Absolutely.
Hall.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get it together. Yeah, I have heard the voice of Brother Allen many times. I didn't know exactly what he was about, but I'm glad to have learned that he's in the credit repair business, and I'll have to get his contact information from you.
Yes.
Likewise, as most of you know, I'm the co-host on Wednesdays on WPHE with Willie Saunders on his talk show, and of course we were delighted that Reverend Coach Brown called in and shared some good information. So as I was saying, have to do, brothers and sisters, is we have to connect these dots, all right, because we have these different programs and different personalities and different platforms, and see how we can work together to make things happen. So let me just say, you know, everyone be encouraged. Keep up the good work, Reverend Brown. Everyone be
safe. Thank you.
And, of course, tune in on Saturday. All right, so let's get it together and read more.
Wow.
I just want to reiterate very quickly, people. I've been working a long time with Dr. James Winborn, and I was just amazed that when he showed me NEO Nation, New Economic Opportunities, and we talked about money missions and different programs, the acts of kindness, several different levels of acts of kindness. And I was just amazed how those acts of kindness brought people in the communities where there's a lot of depression, a lot of drugs and alcoholism, a lot of killing and baby deaths. And, you know, there's a lot of drama going on. You know, that old song said there's so much hostility. I forgot what she said, hostility in the ghetto, because the environment breeds hostility. But there's some fine, wonderful people serving God, serving the community, trying their best to do their best to make things better for the children. And so when he brought up the program of the new economic opportunity programs and the acts of kindness, just the word, the acts of kindness, and we went out and we were giving people money and told them, here, just $10, take $5, give someone else, and the love that grew through the community. Now with the reparations program and the fact that I'm willing to, my company, DSNR, is willing to sponsor 100 people, not the greedy, but the needy. If you ain't got $8, DSNR Consultants will 100 people, I will sponsor you. If you ain't got $8, because I know y'all got $8, because all y'all going to McDonald's and Burger King's and tacos and Wendy's and number 9, number 10, 11, 12, it's about $15, you know, and you got little kids with you, them little crumb snatchers, they're about $107 when you walk out the door. But I know if you've got hard times, my brother, my sister, and you want to be in this program, because it's all about the numbers. The fastest we can get our first 1,000 people, our first 5,000 people, our first 10, 20, 40,000 people, $8 ain't nothing. Your $8 is going to matriculate into thousands of dollars just by having folk come in. So my company, DSNR Consulting, we will sponsor 100 people, $8, $20, whatever you want to go in. It's your faith. by thy faith shall thy be healed, right? So it's your faith what you want to go in, my company will back you. Because I know, and all of those who are skeptical, my company will refund your money if you're not happy. Okay, so my company going break in 2021. But people, it's a fantastic program. It's something that's going to generate love and peace amongst the community. It's not all about the money. It's about the unity. It's about coming together. Right. It's about resurrecting that old psychological enslavement. You know, Bob Marley said it so clear, free yourself from mental slavery. And we got a lot of that going on. So we need to free ourselves. And this is the way. Get involved. Get involved. You know, that's an old saying. You want to be a thousandaire, a millionaire, or a billionaire, you got to start somewhere. Okay?
Wow.
You can't just sit there and don't start. And I know Dr. Winborn got a cliche. What's that you say, Dr. Winborn? He has a saying that's great. You came up with one for the reparations program. you had to say one for the reparations program.
Oh, for the reparations, I said we are repairing our nation through self reparations.
Oh,
amen.
I love it.
You are a poet and you don't know it.
Yeah, I've just been informed.
Coach Morrell, I have eaten up a lot of your time. You go right ahead.
That's okay. This has been good. I got 1 second. I want to thank Alina, Alan D., Dr. Ron Robinson, Dr. Winborn, and Brother R. Robinson. You've been listening to Life and Leadership Network with Morrell P. Brown, CEO, strategist, minister, and speaker. Please give me a call, 862-205-9077. We have resources for you. Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry, your soul. It will get better.
It's got to get
better.
This is the part I love.
wrong.
Out of control.
You're confused.
God, I'm confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. Fire.
better.